This is Murrawarne Musings, a monthly program, and we have a new commitment to make sure that it happens every month, all about your local neighbourhood house. And in the studio, I have Sally Forrester.
Hello, Bob. How are you going?
Who is the Murrawarne coordinator.
Yes.
Yeah, it's better than general manager. Coordinator. Also, Trish O'Donnell.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Trish. So we might mute Trish for a minute and talk to Sally about what's happening. That's
please
rude.
Stay in the studio. Trish, don't go anywhere.
That's just plain rude, isn't it? Yes. I don't know what got into me. I'm blushing.
Would you like me to start talking then?
Yeah, would you start talking?
Excellent. That'd be good. Well, I have a couple of things I wanted to talk about around the neighbourhood house that's happening this month. We've got a really exciting new role that has been instigated by Great Ocean Road Health. So, yep. You know, they're our auspicing body. Mm-hmm. They look after the finer details of the neighbourhood house.
You say auspicing.
Auspice.
I say auspice.
Oh, potato, there you go.
Hey,
tomato.
Okay.
There you go. So we have a six-month role coming up, which is 24 hours a week, mm-hmm. starting next year. And it is a community development / interest kind of community communications person. And their role will be working with myself at the Neighbourhood House and also with Great Ocean Road Health. So looking at events and projects around things like mental health awareness, mm-hmm. yep. Social inclusion. I've got a great project with the CFA that we really need someone to come and help us yep. with, in terms of community engagement around that.
Yep.
So there's lots of details on our website, which is mwnh.org. And the applications close on the 25th of November.
Okay.
And we're really looking for someone who has a bit of experience working in a health setting and can maintain strong networks and partnerships, someone who's really in the community and really passionate about driving our community.
So you're looking for a mini me.
No, absolutely not. I want some different skills to me.
Okay.
No. We're looking for someone who really just wants to run some fun projects with us around those issues that I just spoke
okay.
about.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's great. But it does mean that that Murrawarne's growing. It does mean that the need to engage community and the benefit of it is clear to Great Ocean Road Health.
Absolutely.
And that because if they could have you doing it, they would.
Yes, but maybe no, because it's very similar to the health promotion role that was Otway Health a handful of years ago.
Yep.
So it's a little bit of that and a lot of community engagement and looking at partnerships as well. But you're right, the role has come out of a lot of, not navel gazing is not the right word, but consultation with the community about what they need.
Yep.
And there are these elements that need
There's
some
a whole
attention.
Lot of community engagement.
They've thrown some money and position at that. At the same time, I've got a little bit of wiggle room in terms of my budget with the CFA project that we've got coming up, which is looking at developing community plans and awareness. Yep. And we thought, we'll just work together to get some really good bang for our buck.
Mm. Yeah,
and
terrific.
Just get someone in there to help us.
Good. Well, that'll be an exciting. I'll bet you get a few worthy applications for that job.
Oh, I hope so. I've used the promo picture of you and me getting the getting the check from the Bendigo Bank, so that's really got to drag them in, Bob.
That might frighten them away.
No, that'll drag them in. so if anyone needs any more information, they can go to the Murrawarne website or the Great Ocean Road Health website.
So the Murrawarne website still works. It's unaffected by...
Yes, it still works. Yep. And so does the email associated with that. So people who don't really know what we're talking about, there was a cyber attack for Barwon Health about 7 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Our systems are all tied up with that. So... I have lost all my calendars for room booking, so people are working out that if you have a long-standing room booking, it'll be fine, or if we spoke about it 2 months ago, it'll be fine, but anything in the last two-month period is a bit of a problem. So people just need to give me a call, 5237 8590, to confirm bookings. I'm just trying to stop the overlap.
Yeah. So if you have a booking and you've made it recently at Murrawarne, give Sally a call and just confirm.
Absolutely. We'd like to say a shout out, thank you to all our community groups who have been very patient with us.
Yep.
Because I can't take any more bookings until we've got the the system's back up. Which is, I don't know.
It could be a great way to create cross-fertilisation in the community.
in terms of, we'll just have it.
They could all turn up to each other's meetings.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's AGM season.
I'm in a bit of a funny mood today, don't I? Right, I don't really know
it's
why.
It's because the sun's out. You're not used to that.
Could be,
So those are our two main things. So another quick update about the seniors' hall. We have... not quite yet engaged a contractor for the toilets. So we've got our new windows in, the new kitchen's in. The toilet bathroom's going to have a little bit of a refurb.
Yeah.
That will be happening early in the year. And then after that, the cinema equipment will be in. So we're hoping for a March launch.
Okay.
In the meantime, I've been talking to people about starting up film societies and working around that. So next year we're ready to run with a really good program, especially around winter.
In March, April, there's potentially the cinema.
Yep.
There's the closed loop compost thing and the pool. Probably.
And the pool. Well, they're all under the same funding, and we're all obliged to acquit it around that stage. Yeah. So we'll be reaching our targets.
Lots of ribbons getting cut.
Great. Lots of good parties.
Yeah.
I like it.
So should we take a breath at this point?
Yeah, we can do that.
Would
you
idea?
Like to unmute Trish?
I could bring her back into the conversation. but we'll play some sponsor announcements and we'll all be muted for a moment. This is Murrawarne Musings. I'm thinking we might change the name too.
Say that every time.
Do I?
Yeah, you do. Seriously, every single time.
Oh, really?
I think we just leave it.
Oh, we'll leave it now. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm really embarrassed. On 3ABR.
What is it? You're listening to 3ABR. What is it? You're listening to 3ABR. What is it? You're listening to Apollo Bay Radio.
The Apollo Bay Fishermen's Cooperative.
Continuous operation for over 70 years. We've got a fishing fleet here that is still fishing to this day. Fresh catch straight off the boat.
It's a massively quaint harbour on a working harbour. Fishermen coming in, fish coming in. Most amazing view.
You can still go up to the Apollo Bay Fishermen's Co-op and get fresh seafood straight off the boat. Something you can't really do anywhere else in Victoria. We are the home of Southern Rock Lobster.
Yep. What we've got coming in at the moment, we've got whole snapper, we've got whole blue eye, we've had a very good mixture of shark, we've got scallops.
That's seafood, isn't it? It's all about seasonality and freshness. But fish comes off the boats and it goes straight into one end of the co-op and it comes out the other end of the co-op for you. But we might have everything from flounder to, you know, blue eye to velvet crabs to octopus. You know, we'll sell what we get and it's all coming straight off the boats.
The new cooked menu.
We've launched a new menu. We're trying to get as much fresh food out onto special fish that's come off the boat and into the kitchen and onto your plate.
The Apollo Bay Fishermen's Cooperative.
Did you know Cape Otway Lighthouse is 170 years old? A beacon of hope for our first migrants after a long sea journey. Experience the incredible history, guided shipwreck stories, old tales of lightkeepers' lives, Indigenous bush tucker talks in the Aboriginal talking hut, and then soak up the amazing Cape views over a coffee, homemade scone or a beer at the Lighthouse Cafe. If you're a local resident, entry is free. Open daily. Your adventure awaits at Cape Otway Light Station.
What is Murrawarne?
Ha! How long is a piece of string?
Huh?
Well, it's a place for community groups to meet.
A community house.
A place to learn new skills.
Ah, a classroom then.
A place to use the computer and print.
It's an office then.
A place to find all the healthy living resources you need.
Ah, a healthy living information hub.
And a place where you can make things happen.
Ah, it's an incubator.
Murrawarne, whatever else you call it, it's yours to use however suits you best.
And we're back with Sally and Trisha. Trisha or Trish?
I don't care.
Yeah. So, Trisha, you're here to talk about mentoring?
Yes, the
mentoring
program.
Among other things, the mentoring program. How is it going?
Well, thankfully, with the help of Sally, we've got the mentoring program rolling out again next year.
Yep.
It's currently still running for the
cohort that are involved in this year. And we're looking at putting together a closing event probably in December sometime. Yep. So we're going to be inviting anyone who's involved, obviously, in the mentoring program, mm-hmm. or anyone who's interested in being involved next year. So that's both mentors and mentees.
Yep.
So we'd ask them to come along. We'll be sending out an email with all the details. So watch out for that on the Marawan page on Facebook. And yeah, I should have all the details of the closing event.
So will they be making little presentations about, you know, the challenges and the successes and the...
Yes, we're hoping to get some of the mentees and mentors together to have a chat and tell us tell a few stories about how the process has gone for them.
Okay.
So far, the feedback has been great.
Yep.
You know, at the beginning, you know, we hope that every pairing we put together works 100%, but that can never be guaranteed.
Sure.
But I think that overall the program has been very successful. So we're really happy with it.
So how many did you have altogether in this first program?
Nine.
Nine. And you've still got six, or you've still got nine? Or?
Oh, yeah, we still have nine.
Okay.
They may not be meeting their mentors as often as they have.
Yep.
They're still, you know, going through.
And they're still involved in the process and looking at what they do and looking outside themselves for guidance and stuff. So that's
And a number of them are having the conversation now about going through to next year as well, not as a formal process that we have organised, but just because they like each other and it's working and both parties are getting something out of it, so they just want to keep going.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a very good thing.
Absolutely.
And so what's involved, just remind people what's involved with the mentoring thing, how do you do it?
Okay, so the applications are now open. The closing date is the 13th of December. So the applications, if you want to contact Sally, get an application form and fill it in. The sooner you apply for a mentor, the better, because we have more time to review your application and look to find you the perfect mentor.
Yep.
The secret to the success of this program is the more time Sally and I and the committee have to do the pairings. So the more time we have to find you the perfect mentor, the better for the mentees. So as I say, sooner the better you get your application in. Then we'll be working on those applications over Christmas and January, looking for mentors. So I'm kind of also want to say to any of the potential mentors out there that if you're interested in being a mentor on this program, to please get in contact with Sally or I. We'd love to have a chat with you about that.
Yep.
And so then we'll be putting the pairs together and launching the program in February next year.
And if you want to make an application, then you need to be someone who's already in business or who's got a very clear idea and a commitment to a business thing. Or,
you can. Yeah. It's called a small business mentoring program, but we're open to people with a small a business idea.
Yeah,
this program is probably not for the larger businesses. Mm-hmm. It's really to assist people that are maybe a 1-2-man show, and they need a bit of support and help.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this program really was designed for. We're also open to people who have a business idea and they're just not really sure how to get started.
Okay.
So it's a perfect opportunity for them to get a mentor. So the mentor essentially is somebody that has achieved what you want to achieve in your career. So if I'm speaking to anyone out there at the moment who's got a business idea and they want to get established, they don't know how to go about that, what we'll do is we'll look to find them a mentor who's traveled the road that they want to go down.
Okay.
And they can tell them about the different steps they need to take to do to get them to where they want to go and how fast that will take. And, you know, unfortunately, I think people think that they can achieve these things quicker. Like the mentoring program isn't a one-stop solution for all your problems. I wish it was, but it isn't. I usually say just try and cover one area. So if you're in established business, you may want to look at your marketing proposal and you may want to be looking at getting more clients. Then I would say use the 8-month period to work on that and that alone.
Yep.
It won't solve every problem. But put a plan in place with your mentor, follow through and move along the steps along the way. And, you know, you can get yourself further in that 8-month period than you would on your own.
Yep. So you might be cutting grass and find that, you know, you're at your limit. You've got an expensive mower and only so many hours in the day. And how do you move that business forward or whatever? Or you might be making confectionery and wondering how you can market it and brand it to, you know, a wider audience and increase the value of it, that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
I have to say, we were at the Transition Town thing yesterday, and there are five or more really good projects of one kind or another. Now, these are all not-for-profits, of course,
yes,
or mostly. But the common denominator is that they all got the paperwork sorted, they all got their governance sorted, and they all persisted for often very many years, like the pool, like Jane Gross with the pool,
yes,
and sometimes for a little less than that, but none of them were overnight successes.
It just,
Nobody had a cup of coffee and said, that's a good idea, and then suddenly was driving a Ferrari.
You know,
it didn't happen.
Yeah. Or another one that is a great one is, I read a lot of books on this, is passive income, you know, coming up with this solution that's going to, you know, earn a fortune while sitting around doing nothing.
Yep.
Unfortunately, that's not true either. None of it's true. It involves hard work and dedication and consistency and constantly being open to feedback and learning from your mistakes and not taking them as mistakes.
Not taking it personally. And
as feedback.
Yeah.
And just get on with it, make the improvements, keep going. If you do that, and you do that often enough, and every time you get a bit of feedback, you implement it.
You'll get somewhere. And you'll not die wondering.
Love that Irish accent.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sally, what else is going on at Murrawarne?
Well, we really are focusing on a small business mentor program at the moment, just because applications are coming up.
Yep.
I have to state at a side note that it starts off as a formal program. You do need to put your application in. You do need to spend some time reflecting on what you'd like to achieve.
Yep.
You do meet with Tricia and have a chat with her, so we get a really good idea of who to pair people up with. And this year, we did have more applicants than we could pair. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very important to note the time that's put into making those pairs right. Tricia will not pair people up with ones that she doesn't think will work. Like, we really do want to give it the best chance of success. So not everyone is guaranteed a spot, but yes, we do try our best. We have had a couple of pre-courses in the lead up to getting the application forms in. Mm. We had one last Thursday, but the one coming up this Thursday with Tricia is creating values for your customer.
Okay.
So you might want to talk a little bit more about that. But they're quite small, intimate groups, 6:30 till 9 o'clock on the Thursday. And it starts to get people's mindsets in the right spot of if they want to do this program, what they need to do to help themselves achieve the best that they can. Because, as I said, it starts off very formal, but then it's up to the individuals to take on that responsibility, make the appointments, go to the appointments and do all of that stuff. So if you're invested from the start, you'll have a much better journey. And a fun one. I mean, I've seen our mentors and our mentees down the coffee shops having a grand old time, chatting away, having breakfast. So it's not a formal process once you get through us at all.
No, absolutely. We have to have a structure in place so that it works for everyone.
Yep.
And we do the best job we can. So that's the formal part at the beginning. But absolutely, once you're up and running, then it's up to you and your mentor to work out a format that works for you guys.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
We're happy with that. So the Creating Values for Your Customer program that we're running this Thursday night coming, I wanted to run that program for a while because a lot of people will talk to me about how to get new clients or how to retain clients or it's basically sales. But a lot of people really don't like the word sales and it's a kind of a dirty word. And so I kind of put a little bit of a spin on it, kind of creating value for your customers. But it's simply, if you put the customer first in any interaction and provide a service that they want, not the service that you want to give them, but provide the service or the product that they want, they will buy it. It is quite as simple as that. So it's really just discussing the tactics around that. And also, I'm hoping to, if I have time on the night, I always bring a lot of material with me so that I have extra up my sleeve. If I have time on the night, I'd like to do a little bit on strategy as well. So sales strategy. So not to just try and get clients willy-nilly, but to really think about the type of clients you want, the longevity of that relationship you want, the pricing you want around that. So to have a plan, not just to, you know, before you kind of get off the ground. So this is really helpful for anyone who is at the early stages in their business or at the early stages of thinking about a business idea. Because if you have this strategy in place before you kick off, you'll be in a much better position.
And part of that, as part of that process, it's often helpful to actually identify who this person is rather than people.
Yes.
And, you know, that they're mostly women or they're mostly blokes and that they like quality more than, you know, all of those things about them.
Yes.
So you can actually almost imagine who those customers are.
Yeah, we call that the customer avatar.
Okay.
And that's the
avatar.
Yeah, it's quite cool.
I knew that'd be a word.
So when you're speaking directly.
Yeah.
To a person in mind. Yep. Exactly. Yep. So that's hopefully we'll have a chance to run through that with everyone as well. And that's especially powerful if you have an online business.
Yeah.
So you're speaking directly to the type of clients you want.
Yep. Very useful for radio presenters too.
Well, yeah, and those little sessions are available to anyone in the community who would like to drop in. You do have to book. You do have to do that through Try Booking, or you can access it through the Marawarn Neighbourhood House website. It is a really good opportunity for anyone who wants to do the Small Business Mentoring Program to have a chat with Tricia. Mm. You might have some questions, or you'll always learn something. But we've only got a couple of tickets left, so if people want to grab it, they need to get on there.
Jump on the website.
So it's for Thursday, the 14th of November, from 6:30 till 9 at Marawarn.
And if you miss out, you can always... occasionally find Tricia in the main street and crash tackle her and have a cup of coffee and,
I don't think so.
And a bit of a chat.
No crash tackling.
Okay.
That aside, you mightn't actually know Trisha's face. Some people don't know everyone around here. I know it's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
But just give me a call and I can answer your questions.
And use the phone at Marawarn or the website.
Okay. Yep.
Fantastic.
If there's a big interest, we can always look at running something again or in the future.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So. Well, it's occurred to me, wearing a different hat, that there's a lot of people in Apollo Bay that actually run little businesses of one kind or another.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you afford to live here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to cut grass or make beds, then you need to have some little thing going on. So to encourage those and to grow those businesses, it's good for the people doing it, but it's good for the whole town as well. So it's a really important thing to be doing. There you go. I just redeemed myself by being a bit serious. This has been Marawarn Musings with Tricia O'Donnell and Sally Forrester. We'll be back in a month and you'll hear the replay from time to time between now and then on 3ABR.